Well, good Tuesday morning, everyone. It's the 21st of July, and my title today is, Do You Need Some Grace to Get Through Today? I don't know about you, but I'm tired, and I'm stressed out, not only from the threat of COVID-19, but the unpredictable state of our economy and changes that are happening around the world. These are times of high stress. And the only place I can seem to find peace in my heart is by spending enough time with Jesus, as he invites all of us in Hebrews 4 to, quote, therefore let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. My friends, right now is a time of great need. You know, that promise sounds pretty great to me. Jesus invites you and me to draw near to him. That word, to draw near, in the Greek means to approach someone face first. Not with our heads hanging down like some frightened dog approaches its master. Not coming having beaten ourselves up, even if we've been beaten up by our world and perhaps even beaten up by our loved ones. No, we're told to come with confidence and boldness. And this is a very unusual word. In fact, it's unexpected to find it in the context of us approaching Jesus. Remember, he's seated on his throne. It's a throne of grace. And the word literally is a combination of two words. And those words for confidence or boldness are all and speech. And it is to convey the idea to us that we can come to the Lord to talk about everything. His door is always open, and he is available every second of every day. And remember, what is Jesus sitting on? Well, the throne of grace. He's not on a seat of judgment. He's not the principal to whom you have been sent because you hit Susie in the back with a large spitball. Now, how did I come up with that idea? Oh, maybe I was the one who did it. He is not a lawyer who is billing you for every minute you spend in his office. And he's not some angry boss who's going to chew you out over a mistake you've made and perhaps even fire you. No, he is Jesus. He is our Messiah. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. And he is sitting on a throne of grace. And what would a throne of grace be like? Well, grace is someone not giving us what we deserve. And that would be a throne of mercy. And he's already been merciful to us by dying on the cross to pay for all of our sins. A throne of grace indicates a throne where you're going to get what you do not deserve. You have already been saved by grace, having all your sins paid for by Jesus, and he is inviting us to come to him as he is seated on his throne of grace, urging us to come with the freedom to talk to him about anything and everything. How many times have you believed the lies of Satan and you come to your Savior and Lord in fear and loathing, self-loathing? This incessant coming before him, feeling like we need to be beating ourselves up because we seem to continue to give in to this addictive behavior, do you think that he does not fully understand your addictive, sinful behavior? Of course he does. And he wants to extend to you massive amounts of all the grace that you need. Yes, we do not deserve it. you know what? We never have. We were not chosen by God and eternally adopted into his family in order for us to then have to prove to him that we can be good enough. He has always known we would never be good enough. He saved us so that he could, by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, he could change us himself. You've been chosen so that the Spirit of God would literally dwell in your body, and he is there to transform you into a more Christ-like person, and he's there every day. He knows what you're feeling and what you're going through. Yes, addiction is horrible, and it can and perhaps is still destroying your life, and guess what? Jesus knows that. So why not come before his throne of grace and ask for help? Come with confidence and boldness, having a heart that desires holiness over impurity, and realizing that absolutely you cannot have victory over temptations unless he pours out on you more grace for today. You know, there was a song written by a woman named Annie Johnson. She was born in 1866 and died in 1932. And sometime in that time frame, she had some horrible experiences. Her parents died when she was very young. She was adopted, and then those parents died when she was around 20. And then she began to have severe arthritis and lost her ability to walk, confined to a life in a wheelchair and continuous daily pain. She wrote this song. It's called He Giveth More Grace. Here is some of it. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added afflictions, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. His power no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. So as you begin to fully believe in the full forgiveness of Christ for all of your sins, past, present, and future, and that he has made you an eternal member of his family by adopting you, and that he has sealed you with the Holy Spirit, and that even now he's interceding for you, then approach his throne of grace, face first and forward and looking up to receive his mercy and find grace for you every day, and especially when you're being tempted to sin. And by the way, as you approach him, he might ask that you wait a minute because he's praying for someone. And if you were to ask, well, who are you praying for? His answer would be, I'm praying for you. Jesus is praying for you today, my friends. And let's come before his throne of grace and receive what we need to live for him today. Learn to spend more and more time with him, to talk about everything that is a burden for you in these difficult days in which we find ourselves. Let's spend less time allowing the world to pour into our brains all the news causing tension in our hearts. Let's fast from the news and spend more time before the throne of grace. I promise you, it will help you greatly. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. I love you, my friends. God bless you. Spend some time with your Lord today at the throne of grace and receive the mercy and help that you need in these difficult times. God bless you. Take care. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Goodbye.